What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Beer and a song. Roger and Stone Show. Tonight's guest is a really good buddy of mine. Known him for years. Became best buds with him from my best bud. Shout out Bill Pelletier. His brother is on tonight, Randy Pelletier. With a side guest popping in and out every now and then, kind of having, I wish I would have set up the mic because he was talking. You can kind of hear him in the background. Wayne Heineke. Sorry, Wayne. You guys have heard of him before. Wayne from Wayne Cooks. You know, he'll come in once a month and he'll make us a dish. We didn't post anything about it today because it was just beer and a song. But because the UFC fight was on, Wayne came in and decided to cook us a corned beef. I am on a diet, so I can't eat bread. But he made a sandwich for Randy. He made a sandwich for himself using rye bread, and he put it on cabbage for me. But anyway, tonight's episode was pretty kick-ass. Loved it. Love having Randy in here. He's loosening up more as we talk. But today's pick from him really surprised the shit out of me because he's an old school metalhead. Like, I'm talking old school metalhead. You know how you see these people walking around with, like, fucking Motorhead and Metallica and Slayer? Like, that's Randy. I don't think he's a Slayer fan, but still. That is Randy. Randy is the guy that wears those shirts and is actually a huge fan and can fucking talk about that band forever because the man is very knowledgeable in hard rock, metal, anything having to do with fucking guitar solos, and fucking whatnot. The rest of you, get your shit together. Be like Randy. It was a good night. Always a good time with these two. Wayne Heineke, of course. Again, you can hear him in the background. But definitely Randy is always a pleasure to have on the show. So hope you guys enjoy Randy Pelletier with Wayne in the background. And his pick, again, shocked the holy hell out of me. But it learned a lot about it today. So there's three songs. It was supposed to be one, but three ended up popping up. So, yeah, man, hopefully you guys like it. If anything, leave comments, reach out to me. If anybody wants to come on the show, hit me up on the Instagram at the Roger and Stone Show. Or you can shoot me an email at the Roger and Stone Show. At gmail.com. So reach out to me, guys. I hope I can have you on. April, I want to try to fill up. Not only that, things are going to get interesting next week. So stay tuned. Probably going to have a couple episodes pop up during the week. Love you guys. Yeah. It's a bad sign. Wayne, I dare you to drink it. Yeah, I dare you.
It's that bad?
Oh, shit. You already opened it. You already opened up the... Did you take a shot?
No, I didn't.
The Buffalo Trace. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, Roger and Stone, we have the very tiny, very handsome motherfucker, Wayne Heineke. And then we have the very tall, the very luscious, Randy Pelletier, if you want to be very French about it, Pelletier. Wayne, just if you guys take a listen to Two Fat Fox coming up on Thursday, Wayne, I guess Jimmy left behind an IPA that isn't too delicious, and we just watched Wayne take a sip of it and do a little shimmy. Oh, you're already going with the oh wow, look at that. Ooh, I don't know, man. I might want that now. Ooh. Wow, that looks really good. Can I have a smell? All right, so Randy's in the house. Randy brought a lovely four-pack of Great Lakes Brewing Co. What is it? Beerwolf? Dunkelweizen. Oh, that smells nice. That smells real nice. I do have a beer over here I don't want anymore. Hey, Wayne, can you do me a solid, Wayne? Can you bring me one of these? Oh, just a glass? Yeah. I'm going to wait for it. Actually, I'm going to pour some of this Buffalo Trace And then me and my bud, Randy, are going to have some conversation, beer, and a song, which I don't know what's going to happen. He hasn't sent me a song, so this is going to be fun. Do you want a shot of it, or do you want to pour? I'll give you a shot. These are smooth. You've had this before, right?
Yeah,
real smooth. It has become my favorite, not because of Joe Rogan, but because you want more. Is that good?
How much did I meet you?
That's good. No, give him the whole thing, man. The whole thing. You should be good. Like I said, just let it cool down before that. But all right, man, we're rolling. Throw those bad boys on. I was supposed to pick up some stuff. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was supposed to pick up a quarter inch, male to female. I just forgot to stop by Guitar Center because we're running the long cord. Anyway. Let me pour some of this bad boy.
Oh, I got you.
Let me measure this out. Good. Oh, shit. That's way too much. Just means we're going to have fun. Yeah. UFC fight. Israel Adesanya Stylebender versus Yoel Romero.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be a good one, man. Yeah. I never thought I would see Stylebender against Romero because, I mean, for one, Stylebender is like 6'4". He's a tall guy.
Okay.
He's a tall guy. Big as your brother. Not as big as your brother, but as tall as your brother. but for his size, he's quick. And then Yoel Romero just looks like a Greek statue.
Okay.
Small, short guy, just Cuban, but his build is fucking... The guy looks like he's on some sort of steroid, but apparently he's not.
What weight class is it?
I think heavyweight. I think he's going heavy because Adesanya wants to go up. And okay. He wants to fight Jones. He wants to fight, I think it's light heavyweight. He wants to fight John Jones.
Are there any title fights tonight? Or is it
yeah,
just,
yeah, that's a title okay. fight. Okay. So it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Right.
And that Zhang chick, something Zhang, but she's from China, so which is kind of funny. But there's a story behind that where when the coronavirus broke out, which, by the way, just wash your fucking hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch other people's face. When that broke out, they got her out of there right away. So she had to go through all the entire process. Thank you, Wayne. She had to go through the entire process of getting out of there, you know, going through the whole right. whatever they got to do before you leave. And then she went to Thailand to train. Then from Thailand, I think she went somewhere else and was training in her hotel room.
Really?
Yeah. Before she came here and started to train. So this was the first time her training not in her camp.
Right.
But training like that nonetheless.
Okay.
So she's been here training the entire time, and they've been like, you know, the whole quarantine thing, checking her or whatever else. But that fucking broad can probably fight dudes.
Yeah.
She's imagine like Chris Cyborg, but well-rounded in every aspect. But if they can get her to the ground, they're just as much as in trouble as standing up against her. So it's going to be... We'll see that. It's the undercard.
Oh, Joanna's a striker, right? That's what she's
Joanna, well, she's going to be knocked out. but she's good. She didn't stand up against Rose Namajunas. She went twice, and she was talking major shit and just got fucking smashed both times.
Okay.
But she's more... She's also well-rounded, but more striker than grappler.
Yeah, she was a... The champion,
she
right?
was, and yeah. then Rose Namajunas took it away.
Okay,
you know, I am the Booger Woman. Not anymore, bitch. Knock her fucking ass out. Cheers, sir. Oh, cheers. Wow, that's delicious, man. Good one.
Yeah, so for song and a beer, that's we got a good. Beer here.
Yeah, tell us about the beer.
I went with Great Lakes Brewing, Brewing Company. My brother turned me on to it about a year and a half ago. First time I went to visit him out there in Cleveland, they took me to the brewery, and we actually ate at another place down the street that I forgot what I think it was like Market, something like City Market Brewing, and it was okay. We had a flight there and had some food, and the food was really good. But then we got done with that. We went down the street. It's like, oh, we'll check this one out too. And Ishan really didn't like it too much. He said the first time she went there. But the second time I got a couple, I just went with the lagers, and I just thought it was way better than the stuff at the City Brewing. So,
oh, okay.
So
okay.
I walked out of there with 2 12-packs, you know, a beer. I got the lager and the porter, and then got back to Billy's house, and they went to bed, and I just got drunk on their couch, just watching comedy. So I was like, so I was hooked. So whenever I found that Deluxe down the street, they carry usually a couple selections from Great Lakes.
The one in Munster?
Yeah, right on the corner by Subway.
They have, and here's a cool thing about that Deluxe in Munster on Ridge. Right. If you keep going down towards Lansing, that Santori's.
Right. I don't like them anymore.
You don't? Why? Why?
No. They remodeled the place, and I don't like the sterile feel of everything.
Like you're walking into a hospital?
Yeah. Well, no, they did like some weird, everything's diamond plate now. Have you been in there?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I do go in there because their crab section. Now, here, there's goods and bads about it.
Right.
Their crab section seems like it's a crash section. Craft section seems like it opened up. But the bad thing is they're all refrigerated.
Right.
Nothing is out warm.
Well, everything used to be out warm there.
Yes.
And that's when I liked it. And
yes.
Like the wine selection in the middle. They used to have like this, they sold it. There's like new owners.
I mean, I like it. Again, your craft beer, there's so many now.
Right.
But it's all in a fridge. That's the only bad thing about it. I don't like that. Because now I got to take that and bring it home.
Right.
You know, I would rather, I mean, but I want to talk like, hey, do you have this back there? Not cold.
Right.
They have like the KBS, like from New Founders. They have that sitting out.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that's like $30 for a four pack. I got the KBS espresso. But anyway, what do we got here?
So, yeah, it's a Beer Wolf. I don't know, Duncan Weizen.
Mm-hmm.
They do like a legendary series, like, I think seasonal. Where they do some crazy monster.
Oh, that's the legendary. So they'll do like this or the mummy or Frankenstein.
Yeah, so this is a werewolf beer.
My favorites.
Yeah, and it's a cold fusion brew with chocolate, banana, and spice. So
very delicious.
I've never had it before, but I'm a fan of the brewery, and I had their fall one, which was the Nosferatu Ale.
Yeah.
Which was like this blood red, amazing, like stout. And I was like, okay, I'll just go with this. I mean, I never had a Duncan Weizen before. But.
Yeah. So off the bat, like, I really like the color, caramel color.
Yeah.
Caramel coloring, you can kind of see through it.
It's lighter,
very
too.
Light.
Yeah.
Very light, very delicious.
Yeah.
But
it's got that.
You could definitely taste all that. You can taste the spice.
You can taste the citrus too.
And
it's not overbearing. It's not like a Blue Moon where it's like all orange, which I like Blue Moon too. But you could definitely. This is like just a hint of like you could taste the acidity.
This is a good sipper.
Yeah.
You know. Oh yeah.
Again, you could taste the chocolate like the right off the
very,
bat.
Very,
yeah.
Very subtle, very small, but it's there. Yeah. I like it, man.
It's good
pick.
Stuff. Yeah.
Good pick.
So, yeah, I just, it reminds me of my brother. And, like, it's probably my go-to, like, what got me into more than trying the microbrews. It's like I've only been 18th Street once. So,
yeah.
But I got to check them out a little bit more and get more
they're
of their
fun.
Stuff.
I mean, like I was telling Jim, him and I had a debate about it because he was like, oh, you're up their ass. I'm like, all right, now listen. And I had to break it down to him because the thing I like about 18th Street. And a lot of breweries is their food is never the same.
Right.
You know, they're constantly changing it. It never sits for more than, something always changes. I want to say every month, month and a half, 2 months.
Right.
Never goes over 2 months, possibly. They have their burger of the month, which is every Friday. And it always changes. I mean, they fell off the last one. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't anything to really brag about.
Right.
We wanted to talk about it on the podcast. But we're like, you know, it's good, but I don't want to, you know, it didn't blow my socks off because it was very gravy heavy.
Ooh.
So it was a mess.
Yeah.
It was, and you know, because in a way I kind of like a medium rare, you know, nothing too crazy. I like a little bit of pink, not too much pink, especially for a burger. But if you have that much sauce on it.
It's just a mud
pit. It's there's no point in getting it, you know. Medium rare because it's just gonna overdo the flavor of you know the pink burger.
You got a mushy burger or mushy bun.
Because I'm
sitting
there and every 5 seconds I'm doing this. I'm wiping at my face. I'm like Jesus. Every bite I'm like, and then I got the beard and then you know I'm trying to do the handlebar and then this is ending up in my mouth and I'm getting pissed and there's this real cutie sitting next to me and I'm like fuck. I'm turning to the side and brushing it off. But the other thing is their beer is. Always changing. They have something new constantly coming out, and that's what I said. I was like, there's nothing wrong with Three Floyds. Don't get me wrong. But on a weekend, you're waiting 45 to an hour just to sit down. because their dining room is so small.
I looked at for the three Floyd selection they had at the Locks, and they only had the standard crap.
Yeah.
They had one thing that was a lager, but it was Generation X. I never heard of or something like that. I was looking for that Robert the Bruce because I haven't had that in a minute. So.
Yeah, you might have to pick it up there. Or go to that Centauri's. That Centauri's over there. They usually have a good selection of that. I mean, even with 18th Street, they have one that I really like that they don't make anymore is that Dozer. It's a Pilsner, and it's really, really light. It's kind of a little bit sour.
They don't make it anymore? They just gave up on it?
I don't know if they don't make it anymore or if they're just doing it just to put out, but you'll see them every now and then. Oh, excuse me. I think they replaced that with the Best Patio Pills.
Okay.
But I thought Dozer was way better, way lighter. It's a good go-to beer after work. But I find it, I whenever I find it, I'll usually buy like two or three or four packs of it, bring it here and set it in there. It's got a really cool label, too. It was one of the first Pilsners that I picked up from them. And I mean, my dad even liked it.
Okay.
He was like, that was really good beer. So if they had it, I'd pick it up and drop one off in his fridge.
Right.
But yeah, they're constantly changing. I mean, if you want the Robert the Bruce, either go there or go to Three Floyds. But they have a separate
I've never been there.
It's not bad. It's not bad, you know. But the other thing is Jim and I debated and, you know, and I can see why he was like, you know, you're up their ass because, yeah, I am. I mean, five minutes away.
Yeah.
Good food, good beer, but that was it. I was like, look, man, I was like, you know, Three Floyds was struggling for a while to get their distillery up. Fucking 18th Street, when they opened up that one over here, they did it in under 3 years. And it's connected to the building. You can just walk out, go to the other side, or you can go through the door, go right
now
in.
Now, you had some of their, what did you have?
I got their bourbon and their rye up there.
The bourbon and the rye?
Okay,
you bought both of them.
But that was when they first released it. Now they have gin. They have, I think, rum. I think they made vodka. And they just did a 2-year, which might be that one. But it's really weird. I think there's different batches to it because when they were doing the BBB, the Burger Beer Bourbon,
right?
That bourbon was so much tastier.
Oh, really?
This one was a little bit harsher. I mean, I poured it into a shot glass and let it breathe for like, you know, 30 minutes. Still the same. Wasn't anything like it. But yeah, they got a 2-year one now that was like, you know, if you go get the BBB, you can upgrade to that. Like $5, you can get a better shot.
I may have to start going up there, make it a
why not
a bicycle rider in the summer. Go up,
ride 10 miles
and stop off there. And,
yeah, it's right. It's you could take that right there. Yeah, oh, yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have you can park your bike outside and then you could eat in the patio area.
Yeah,
definitely do that, man. I mean,
because I think I'm gonna have to start earning my treats.
I know I am.
Yeah, it's
so.
It's
what's going on with that is we. Because of your fucking brother always coming up with these crazy ideas and then me being the dumbass going, okay, we're now in competition with each other. You, me, and Bill for weight loss challenge.
Right. So, he said he wants to do it in April, but I already started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago did you start?
Last week. Okay. So I just started, but I mean, I'm packing lunch every day, counting calories on the app. I got the Garmin thing, you know, like I track my you know, the steps and it has the workouts on here. You put my elliptical on here, it measures my heart rate, how many calories I burn when I do yoga. So all that goes in the app and then it goes into the food app, so it tells you how many calories you have left for the day.
Nice. Okay.
And stuff like that. So I'm trying to lose weight definitely because I was up to 245 by Christmas time.
Oh.
Last week when I first weighed myself, I was at 236. And my goal is to get under 200. It was. Last year, I was hovering around 220 all year. The year before, I was at like 210.
Oh, so you're just slowly going up, but you just kind of shot up this time around. I think that was everybody, man.
Yeah.
Like, I put on so much fucking weight, and I hate it. But here's a good thing with the diet that I'm doing. This shirt never used to fit like this.
Oh, really?
And now it's like, you know, it's I could put my – because you know how they say when you try a shirt on, you see if like an inch away from your it's way bigger. It's way looser. I can sit down comfortably in this thing not – you know, like this thing's like, help! You know, it's not screaming. The button's not going to pop off. So the diet, I'm doing the carnivore.
Right, yeah.
So it's just strictly
how are your shits? How are your browns?
I don't trust a fart.
No?
I don't trust a fart anymore, man. No. I'll tell you what. I didn't believe it at first. I forgot who I heard talking about it.
Are you mapping out your shits on at work? Like, okay, this is a good rest area. This is a good...
okay, so... crazy event. We'll talk about that in a second. But crazy event. I had a driver leader that was my old driver leader before he became terminal manager in Mantino. Shout out Patrick Youngblood. I'll let him know. I'll give him a shout out so he can listen. He was hooking me up, man. He was sending me Indianapolis Granger. So that way I was coming up.
Right.
Hanging out with my old man, cleaning up the apartment, whatever I had to do, taking care of things, you know. He was taking care of that. Then he got promoted terminal manager. Fucking awesome. Good for you. And then this other guy took over and dude sending me out fucking St. Northern Louis, Wisconsin, Missouri, back to back to back to back. Luckily, you know, like on that fourth day, something got canceled. Then I was just doing Mantino, or I'm sorry, Morris to Melrose Park. Just empty trailer, empty trailer, empty trailer, home. I just finally got sick of it. And I'm just like, dude, counting out the miles, counting out the time. Because by the time my time, because you know how we get 11 hours.
Right.
By the time I was even remotely close to Morris, I only had 15 minutes left out of the day because hitting that traffic going down to St. Louis, or what was the other one? St. Louis, and then what's outside of St. It's basically St. Louis, but it's right outside of there, you know. And then hitting that traffic is fucking insane. So, and then that, and then coming up, and then, you know, switching, what is that, like that 477 to 80 straight shot down. I was pulling over on an off ramp because I'm like gunning it. I'm seeing these love gas, love fuel stops, right. TA fuel stops, and I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking make it, man. Like, there's nothing in there, and it's 9 o'clock at night. If you're not in there before seven, you're not finding a fucking spot.
Right.
So, I was pulling off on off ramps and just parking there and sleeping for the night. You know. But I was parking next to like some sort of civilization, so I wasn't out in the middle of fucking nowhere. You know, right. just to be safe. And I got a couple of pocket knives in the truck just in case, you know, because I'm fucking tactical. My apartment is set up for pitch points. But I called in. My driver leader kind of had a sit down and talk with, you know, my old driver leader had a sit down and talk with my now driver leader. And then I don't know what happened, but he no longer became a part of the company. New guy took over. And when I went in just recently, my driver leader was in there, and I was kind of mapping it out to where, okay, Friday I'm going to stop in over in Mantino, and I'm going to say what's up, because after when our driver leader was no longer, when he, I don't know what happened, but when he was no longer part of the company, my old driver leader started giving me Granger, Mishawaka, basically. Fucking A, man. 90, no traffic all the way down. Back up, I can hit Gary because Gary Terminal's right off 90. Excuse me. I'm like, I'm going to stop and say what's up to him on a Friday because I got to come for Morris anyway. I go in to pick something up for my new driver leader, and I walk in to talk to him. Oh, no, I was doing a drive cam. So we're going to sit down and talk about a drive cam.
Is he out of Mantino or is he out of Gary?
The
your new driver leader.
Driver leader's out of Morris.
Morris.
So they're actually in the distribution center where I go pick up.
Yeah, okay.
So I stop in there and I walk in. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to see my new driver leader. I say his name. And Patrick Youngblood, shout out. He goes, Roger. And I look over and I see his name, Patrick. I'm like, what's up, man? So we meet. Real cool guy. I forgot where I was going with this fucking story. Wayne, where was I going with this? All right. Do you remember where I was going?
Yeah, I was
just
waiting.
Fucking rambling.
I was waiting for the point.
Ah, man, I forgot where I was going. But anyway,
you said your old Patrick driver leader wasn't with the company. You went to go meet the new driver leader. And
yeah, I met with him. But where was I going with this guy? Fuck, I wish this was live. I get a message like, you're going here.
So it's not working out, or is working out now? With
it's working out now. Okay. I'm back on Granger and I'm doing all of that. What was I going to say? But anyway, things are a lot better now, thank God. So I'm basically home, you know, before sundown now, you know, especially around this time. What is it, 7:45, and the sun just went down. So it's cool. I'm appreciating it more, but I forgot where the fuck I was going with this. Listeners, I am so sorry. My alpha brain is wearing off.
What's up with the beer? Does that have anything to do with the beer fridge being empty? You said you were going to...
Oh, yeah. All right, Wayne, you in for a story? You want to hear a fucking fun story here? So, you used to work for my company. So, I go and I pick up. As I'm leaving, I look at what it weighs. you know, because they send me everything in one. You know, this is
okay,
this
it's
is
on the computer.
This is your, yeah, your this is your load yeah. number. This is your trailer. This is how much it weighs. This is whatever. I look at it and I go, I know where that's supposed to be at. So I go and I look. I pull the what do you call it? The tandems. I look at where it is. I slide it. That's perfect. I don't know what the hell happened, but I'm like, this is good because it's not over 45, and it's under 44. I know exactly where this goes, and I take off. Now, the beginning of the day.
Where'd you pick up at?
Morris.
It's in Morris.
I'm lying to you about that. Yeah, so I had to go to Morris. Or where the hell was I going? No, it wasn't Morris. It was somewhere close by. I was going to Chicago, Ashland. All right, I lied to you. But I had to pick up pallets, take it back to Morris, pick up from Morris. I had pallets, ran them out Sunday. That's fucking bullshit. And then something happened to where I had to run to Chicago because something got canceled. So I had to take an empty out to... Romeoville, picked up Romeoville, got the empty. As I'm leaving Romeoville, you know, on Weber Road.
Yep.
Okay, 55. I'm coming up and it's about 1 o'clock, so traffic's starting to build up. And I'm like, I gotta get to Ashland, because if not, traffic is gonna be fucking insane. And I don't want to deal with that because it's just outside of downtown. As I'm driving, I think I may have told Wayne this, I don't remember. So I'm coming up and I'm about to get onto Weber Road. And I'm coming in, and this fucking little piece of shit ugly car gets right in front of me. So let's say, okay, me, car in front of me. I'm doing this, and this fucking car just goes, boom. He's not even here. He's here, so he's at an angle. And as he does that, I look in my side view mirrors just to make sure, you know, if I can make a turn, I don't want to swing the tail out. And I was doing that, and as I look right here, the guy cuts in, and I hit the brake, hit him with the air horn. Passenger, I don't know what the hell happened, but I guess it spooked him. He gets furious. He looks at me, and I go, "The fuck are you doing?" And then, you know, I'm pretty sure he saw me say, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I did tell you about this. The dude jumps out of the car, and he goes, "You got a fucking problem?" I was like, "Yeah, asshole, I could have fucking hit you if I wasn't looking, you know, because I was looking in my mirrors." I was like, I could have fucking hit you, man. What's wrong with you? And he jumps up on the steps of the truck. And he's getting in the window, and I'm staring at him like, what are you going to do, man? You know, and I start thinking to myself, and your brother's voice pops in my head, there's a time and a place to be ghetto. Because your brother told me that in Utah when I was living with him. I'm on the clock. I can't lose my job. I have bills to pay, whatever. So the guy's staring at me, and he's talking shit. And I'm like, dude, I was like, what the fuck, man? I could have fucking hit you. And he's like, and what? And what? And I start smiling. And I look at him because this dude, he was in pajama pants. He had on like an old school, like a sweater that someone from NSYNC would have worn in a video back in the day. Fucked up hair, bloodshot eyes, and a blunt hanging out of his ear. And I smile at him and I go, do you realize how fucking ridiculous you look right now? Mm-hmm. And his face just shifted. He was just like, it was like, I guess the look would be like if you saw somebody just fall backwards into the Grand Canyon. He just had that look on his face. And he jumps down and I start giggling. I'm like, because everything just changed. It just like took the fucking, you know, the angry right out of him. And he realized, I'm like, look at all these people looking at you, man. You look fucking ridiculous. So he jumps off, he gets mad, and he punches my front convex mirror on the hood, breaks it. And I hit the buttons right away because, you know, it records everything. So they got his license number and whatever else. I don't know if they heard the conversation, but if they did, I'm pretty sure they all laughed at like, do you realize how fucking ridiculous you look? So I take off, I go pick up, and I'm trying to get to Ashland. I look at all the weight. That's when I looked at the weight. It's under 44. It's about 43. I guess they had given me bad information, but it was still my fault because I should have fucking waited. As I was going down, got the red light in the pre-pass, got pulled in, and apparently the back axle? No, the front axle was heavier than the back. It was like 37, 32. And I said, that's fucking impossible. They just gave me these numbers. What happened? It couldn't have been like that. You know, even if it was like 34, 31, still they would have let me go. And he pulls me in.
What was your gross?
79 something.
Ooh.
And that's what was weird, especially at 44. Doesn't make any sense. And I was like under half a tank. So
these you know, it's all the shippers now are fucking up really bad. I pick up loads that are say they're 41,000 and I'm grossing 81,000.
Yeah.
I'm picking up loads that are, they say they're 45,000. I'm grossing 73,000. It's like they just throw numbers on those fucking bills. They don't give a fuck.
Well,
you have to scale out, man.
And that was my fault. I saw 43. I've never had an issue with it. I've always, and I just kind of figured I'm good. But
especially
again,
working with fucking Swift. I mean, they pay you, don't they pay you for scale stops?
No.
They don't pay you for scale
stops? Well, yeah, but they have a scale at the distribution center I'm at. So I usually get out and I push the button and it comes out. It gives everything, the time I did it, whatever else, and you know.
Because I know they used to, if you go to like a Love's or a Pilot and scale out, they'll pay. They usually pay you like
we take the picture and then they pay us, but they reimburse us.
No, I mean they'd pay you an extra money to do it.
Oh, they don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
They just reimburse us whatever we pay.
Okay, I think so the intermodal guys get paid.
Yeah, we don't.
And the one guy I ran into, he's like, yeah, they started paying us. They paid like $15 to go scale it out. Like, you just get an extra $15 for the stop.
Oh, so you get reimbursed and the 15?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
So this guy was scaling. He's like, I don't give a fuck. It's 5,000 pounds. He's scaling every fucking load he picked up. He's like,
it's a good way to get an extra 15, man. Yeah. I mean, that's a pack. That's a fucking 12 case, a 12 pack of beer right there.
Yeah. They pay us $17 to scale out at the place I'm at now.
Oh, that's fucking lucky. I just get a salary.
Yeah.
I get a salary.
Okay.
So I get pulled into the weigh station. Guy pulls me.
Oh, so that's another reason why you're pissed off, because they're giving you more longer runs and you're still making the same amount of money you were making before.
Not anymore, but I'm doing Granger now. That was just for that day because my load got canceled.
Oh, okay.
That happens a lot with this route. I'm not mad about it because they always hook me up. They're like, we're still going to pay you.
Okay.
We just need you to run a couple pallets and then call it a day. You know, okay. So I mean, I'm in Morris. That's an hour away from home. I can just drive back.
So what does this have to do with beer?
Nothing. But, so this is where I'm getting at with this. So get this, because the beer fridge is a little empty, and I didn't really get much. I got a couple of those nitros. We'll open up a couple of those. I got the bourbon. So they pull me in, and the guy was going to let me off. He tells me to come with the registration. I come in with the registration. I didn't bother to fucking look at the registration. Ended in February.
The trailer?
The tractor.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Ended in February. And it was the 2nd. Monday. Case of the fucking Mondays, right? So he goes, well, he said, I was going to let you go. I was going to give you a warning and you're going to be off on your way. But your registration's expired. And I looked and I was like, oh, man. I was like, come on. I was like, I'm so sorry. I should have picked that up. And he goes, well, it's all right. I'll look it up online. Or I'll look it up to see if you're good to go. He types it in. That truck has no registration.
Oh.
No fucking registration. You kind of figured, you know, if it's all one fleet or whatever it is and we all get the same registration, it should be fucking registered. If it's on that paper, if I would have grabbed it. He was like, nah, we'll be fine. We'll print you one if it's on there or whatever. Not fucking registered. Not fucking registered. Almost a $3,500 ticket, and I couldn't move.
Oh, wow.
So I call in. The lady goes, all right, all you have to do, she said, we got it for you. You're all set. Just like this. You're all set. Call ComDad on the back of your card. They'll give you an express code. Take the check in there. You're fine. What they didn't fucking tell me was it was an advance.
Oh.
Check comes in. No fucking money. No fucking money at all. So now I got to pay all of that back. And I'm like, I wish you would have explained this to me, you know, because here's the thing. I didn't know that the truck wasn't registered. He looked it up to see if it was. No registration. She was like, well, that's why you had to get the piece of paper. I was like, but the truck isn't registered no matter what. If it was, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
Now, and I'm telling the lady at payroll, now you took my check away. I have money.
Right.
I was like, but that check did not go in. Now I'm out X amount of dollars. Oh, well, you're going to have to wait till Monday to talk to this lady because she's not in. She's on vacation. She'll be back Monday. I was like, so I'm not going to see any of that money. And, well, you have to talk to her to make payments. I was like, okay, I call my driver later. He goes, we'll take care of it. I'll try to send you an advance. I'll see what I can do. I'll try to make it as low as possible. And I'm like, no, don't make it as low as possible. I want this amount taken out every paycheck. If I can, I want this knocked out and out of my fucking way. Because, right. you know, the event wow. the event's coming up. I should be good enough. I mean,
wow.
But yeah. that's why beer fridge is empty.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
It's a bummer.
Knock on wood, that never happened to me at
a. No, that's a wall. I know. Do I have? There we go.
but yeah, it never happened to me at Swift. And this place I'm at now, they pay for all your tickets. They just pay for the tickets.
Unfortunately, mine don't. They yeah, take it out of my fucking check. Bullshit.
I heard horror stories at Swift, like people them making people pay for accidents. And shit like
well,
that.
Well, when like, when I jackknifed, they didn't do that with me. They said that, you know, they're good.
Right.
So, I mean, it wasn't my fault. That I mean, I told them what happened, and they saw the drive cam. You know, and like I told people, you know, I was like, oh, you can see it. I'm driving. I'm doing under 30. The wind pushed me over into another lane, and when I tried to catch it, just kind of snaked, and then fucking game over, you know?
Yeah.
That was a weird time in my life after that.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's...
But that's why the beer fridge is empty, guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So it's a fun thing. I thought it was...
It's no. It's just, it's not like I'm you know...
Like,
it's gotcha. it's just, you know, I can't really, you know, with everything coming up next, I can't really spend the cash.
Right.
You know? But come Monday, you know, like I got an advance and I'm not going to take it out till Monday, you know, for that. Right. And then I'm going to, you know, hang out and whatever. But they, again, the advance, they got to take that out too. But yeah. They're going to set up payment plans for it. And I'm like, I don't want a lot. Jesus. Just take a little, just give me a little bit here to get me by for next week, you know, for whatever that, whatever is going on.
But, yeah, as far as that goes, man, it's like,
pain in the ass.
I got a lot of credit cards, so we're good.
Yeah. We'll discuss that, you know, when the time comes around, but sorry, Wayne. Sorry, Randy. We just, we got the dark beers and, hope you guys don't mind getting too fucked up. So,
there's a case of beer in there still. I counted them. There's
yeah, like I got
beers in there.
Yeah,
it's not like you have no beer.
Well, and I got these down here too. There's a couple I've been wanting to pull out. So
right.
I got. Hey Wayne, there's one I want to pull out for you.
Oh shit.
It's not that. All right,
that futon's not here yet. You want me to?
So I'll show you this when we're done. If you
yeah,
want
to
show
me that already.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, when I was
I
over here.
Like that's,
yeah,
awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's gonna be coming
that
with.
This week. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we got the beer.
Okay.
We got the fucking. Sad story of the week. I mean, it's again, like I told my driver, it was my fault, man. I feel like an asshole for not doing that.
You want me to tell you the stupidest thing I've done sober? And
oh, did you already tell me the story?
Yeah, did I tell you the story
with the warming up the trucks?
Yeah,
that was fun. I don't know if you want to tell people if you want to hear this.
Yeah.
One person
I
enough.
Just, I was just trying to make you feel better. That's all.
I just feel like a dick, and I was like, "This is my fault." I understand. Yeah. You know, I get it. I kind of figured, but you know, for the corporation I work with, you kind of figured like they would understand. Like, hey, you know, this should be a fucking registered tractor. It should be a registered truck.
It probably doesn't happen that often. They don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Whoever you talk to in payroll,
I talked to my driver leader, and he used to be a driver. Right. You know, there's those people that are they just drive a desk.
Right.
But luckily I got the guy who's actually put in years and you know, I really like him. He's a really cool guy. You know,
what's his name?
Patrick Youngblood.
That sounds familiar.
Really cool guy. Real cool guy. I like him. And I'd probably if he I don't know
that
where he
Youngblood
lives.
Youngblood thing. That reminds I think
the movie.
No,
the
I
hockey
think,
movie.
I think he was a driver leader, one of mine at one point.
Like, possibly.
I think he was like the new guy who came on right before I quit.
Possibly. What fleet? Oh, intermodal. Maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of a. He sounds like he's got a good podcast voice.
I only talked to him like twice.
Oh, okay.
And he was like the day guy, and I was working nights.
Maybe. I'll tell him. I'm gonna be like, hey man, I gave you a shout out on my podcast.
Do you ever talk to Keith Venerable?
No, but you know what? They told me
because he works the desk. I think now.
I think he's in Manteno now.
Okay.
I think they moved him over to Manteno. I think he got because no, I'm lying about that. I think Keith was either training Patrick or Patrick was training Keith. But either way, I know they were in contact with each other at the Gary Terminal.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because he came on like Keith was my driver manager, and then they we got this new guy Patrick, and I think I met him once. And
so possibly, yeah.
I remember the Youngblood. I wrote his name down.
You met him
once.
What does he look like?
I think he was a black guy. Like it's,
No.
Okay. No, it's not the white guy. Dude.
But yeah, he's fucking awesome. I wish he was still my driver. He's a cool guy.
But
know?
Yeah, Keith is awesome. Yeah, if you get
Keith.
To know,
oh, I thought you were talking about Patrick. You talking about both of them or
no?
I think I've seen Keith once. You described him. I'm like, ah, that's him.
Yeah.
I think that's him. And I think his name. I looked at his name plate on the cubicle he was in. It's like that's who Randy was talking about.
Yeah, he's a great driver manager.
Yeah. See, there's some out there that are really cool. Like, luckily, I was cool when I first signed on. Aaron.
Yeah.
Really cool guy. Really, really smooth. Really cool. Really relaxed. Then I got moved over to Patrick, and I'm like, all right, this guy's just as cool. Like, there was a one time he laid into me, but completely understandable. And I'm like, I can't, you know, I gave him like, you know, the dog that just pissed on the rug face. And when he was talking to him, I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, I had like 5 driver managers total while I was there, but Keith.
5.
Yeah, about 5.
Oh,
the first guy, I heard he died.
Ooh.
Yeah, like cancer or something. Like young, he was in his 40s.
Bummer.
The second guy, he ended up getting fired. No, but yeah, he got fired, and I don't know what. They never got the real story, but he was pretty amazing. He was the first guy I saw like had everyone's driver code memorized. Like he just like, oh hey, what's up, Randy? And type in your driver code, knew what truck, have you planned up. Never always kept you moving, but he. I don't know why he got fired, but he was running intermodal at the time. And then they hired 2 other guys, and one was really cool, but really high stressed. He was an ex-Marine, and he ended up fucking going off on people, and then they fired him for going off.
That's probably why. Like, hey, bro, this is civvy life, bro. Yeah. You ain't a drill instructor anymore.
Yeah, well, it was he just got tired of the drivers giving him shit, and he sent out a fleet message, you know, telling drivers to get their shit together, and he's somebody complained, and they fired him.
Yeah,
damn. And then then Keith came in after that, and Keith was like really laid back and really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he helped me out a lot when through the divorce and everything like that, you know.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, you told me like, how he was just giving you extra loads to kind of
He was more, yeah, he'd come in and be like, "What do you want to do today?" you know, type thing, and you just tell him,
"Oh, really?"
Yeah, and he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Well, what do you got?" And he's like, "Well, I got these." He's like, "Give me 2 of those, you know."
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
He eventually got in trouble for doing that. You know. But yeah.
I'm taking, just write it down on a piece of paper.
No, well, comments. It was just, I don't know why. I don't know why he would get in trouble for that, but it was, because we were working. It wasn't like we're just not doing it, you know, I was trying to make as much money as I could. It was so, but he'd also be, I'd come into work and, you know, I'm chronically late. So I'd come in, he'd be, "Oh, I didn't know you're coming in today. So let me find out that was an option. I could just not come in, you know?"
Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, I thought you were taking the day off." I was like, "Well, let me find out." I was like, "That's just something."
Like Homer Simpson, just back up to the bush.
But that's what it was. It was like, you don't know how many times he told me that. It's like,
man, I mean.
But, and then like, even when like shit was really going down, I was like, I just couldn't focus on the road. I'd come in, I'd sit in the truck. I'm like, "Dude, I can't do this today." It's like, I can't stare at the road like this. And he'd be, yeah, just you take the day off and just go home, you know, really cool about it. And then even when I quit, I called him up and asked him, you know, it's like, "I don't think I could work here anymore." It's like, "Just put me in for leave of absence, push my PTO out till."
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that when you took off or?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, I called him up that month because it was like right before Christmas. So I called him up after Christmas and like, "Dude," it's like, I'm telling you straight up, it's like, "I'm done working here."
What was the deal?
It's just new planners. I went through 3 planners.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And the last planner was some boss's kid who was just, I think it was like the owner's like nephew or kid or something like that was getting in the trucking business. So they started him off of driver managers and they made him a planner for a while. So they're grooming him for management, you know? And he called me up on the day before Christmas Eve. On the 23rd, "Oh, I need you to go stay out in Columbus and pick up this load." It's like, "I got my daughter tomorrow, dude." It's like, "That's not happening."
Oh, really?
And he got all shitty with me. I'm like, "Dude, it's not happening." "Well, you're just going to have to hold on. I'll find something else for you." And I was sitting at the rail yard and I just like.
How long were you sitting there for?
Not like a half hour. I was just sitting there. I'm like, you know, and I just getting madder by the minute. And I just finally, I call up my, you know, the driver.
Like, fuck off.
The dispatcher at the time. I'm like, "Hey, I'm not feeling good." I just went home. I just drove the truck back to the terminal and parked it, and I never went back.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, and I called Keith up on the Monday after Christmas, and I was like, dude, it's like, this is what's going on. It's like, I can't deal with these guys anymore. It's like, I'm going to find another job, but push my PTO out for 2 weeks, and I'll let you know in 2 weeks if I'm coming back or not. And I found another job in 3 days.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
You know, I wish I left, you know, 3 years before I did. You know, I spent 9.5 years with that company. I should have left after 5, you know. I dealt with so much. They just changed the pay package so many fucking times.
Yeah, see, I missed the fleet that I started with. It was nice. I mean, the thing is, like, I always told people I didn't mind taking a pay cut just as long as I could be here.
Right.
And, I mean, if I knew I could get people in during the week at some time, if I knew I was going to be home. Because that's the other thing. I get to practice now. You know, if I want to call Wayne or if I want to call you, like, hey, do you want to jam? We could throw these fucking headphones on, plug into the mixer, and just jam out all night if we want.
Right.
You know, the girl upstairs is real cool. She don't fucking care. When we were here last time and this fucking broad was playing goddamn heartthrob music at midnight, like we're in a fucking club loud as shit, she didn't care. She was like, I didn't even notice it. I was like, are you serious? She's like, no. She's like, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm up till like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's not going to bother me.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I do hear you walking. And she is like, she's about 5'11".
Okay.
5'10", maybe tall. Thin, but walks like I would walk. Which is like your brother. Your brother's 6'4", about 280 plus. Walks on his fucking tippy toes like a ninja. He used to sneak up on me at the apartment in Utah. Like, I'm fucking sitting there cooking. Like, what? Like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Just, I don't know. You see this giant just appear. You don't hear nothing. Just
when he was a kid, he used to be a lumbering guy.
Yeah. Somebody said, I guess somebody said, hey, man, you walk too heavy now. And then,
yeah.
It's like a fucking rabbit. Just
like
nothing.
He used to have this really, like, you could see him, like, even when he was a little kid, he wasn't even that big yet, you know, just walking down the street. He had this, like, really exaggerated walk, you know. You kind of
look at this young stoner.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. It's like, and everyone knew it. Like Jill mentioned it to me. It's like, yeah, that's Billy's walk. You know, you could just see him down the street.
I'm trying to put this back on the TV for you, Wayne. The fights, but for some reason, it's not going on.
I'm just chilling out.
All right, I don't even watch it. That's fine. Okay, I was just wondering. But all right, so damn, bro, you already finished that. I'm kind of,
yeah. So song I was gonna go with today.
Okay, let's do this. So we had the beer. Beer was good. There it goes in the background. Cheers, Wayne. Do you want to grab another beer before we do this?
Yeah.
Do you want to grab one that other shot that I got? Please grab that, man. It's a can. Should mix well with this.
Okay.
Yeah, please. It's in the door. It's on the door. Yeah. All right. He just grabbed it from the top.
Thank you.
There we go. Now, it's a nitro. I don't know if that's a hard pour.
Southern Tier Brewing.
Yeah, dude. Hot cocoa. Hot cocoa. Dude, now dump it. Dump it real quick. Hard pour. Now watch the cascade, my friend. Oh, man. Watch this. Watch this, Wayne. If we were a bunch of mushroom head tripping bastards, we were like, whoa.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mmm. Mmm. Well, this is Miss Ireland. I'm going to have to wait for next year. But
so what
well
do you,
worth
you
it.
Play it off of that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I was going to, I don't know, I just couldn't figure, but you said something that reminds you of a time and period
anything.
In your life.
I mean, even if it's just something you want to break
and
down
I,
because it sounds good.
I opened up the my little meditation book today, and I was reading about, you know.
By the way, thank you for that book, man. That's an awesome book.
Yeah.
I like that book.
It focuses me a little bit every day. To like.
And you know what? When you said that, because I don't have to take off till noon, Tim Ferriss?
Yeah.
I same thing. Take Brody for a walk, pop on the headphones, boom. Yeah. Start thinking.
So, this song goes back to 96 when I was a kid. Ended up moving to Florida for a year for a girl, which was a mistake. It was always, but
always is.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, it's my first time being away from home. I was 19 years old. And, we talked about it before. I was always on Team Metalhead. That's all I fucking did was listen to metal, hard rock, anything with guitars. And at that point, it was the first time I started listening to a little bit of Southern rock because it was guitar oriented, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of went down that rabbit hole, and I met a girl in Florida of my roommate's girlfriend, and she drove me home one day, you know, because I didn't have a car. And she's like, "Oh, did you ever listen to Sublime?" I'm like, "I don't know." And she started telling me about Bradley Nowell and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she played some stuff, and I'm like, that's not really my cup of tea, you know. But I gave it a chance, and it was like the first time I'm ever hopped off Team Metalhead for anything. And it kind of, I just got drew in, so I'm gonna go with 5446 was my number by Sublime.
Lovely. Lovely.
So it was like my first time I actually pushed my boundaries a little bit and started opening up to listening to different things. And that's what that song reminds me of, is
just the time back then.
Yeah, yeah. Being in Florida, doing 3-foot bong hits in the front living room, having a keg of beer all the time, just partying my ass off and actually trying new things and meeting new people. You know, it wasn't the same South Side of Chicago bullshit, you know. It was a lot of ex-surfers and, you know, a lot of stoners, people partying. You know, it's a college town. Tallahassee's a college town, so people from everywhere. So
that's awesome, man.
So, yeah. So
I did not fucking expect that.
So shout out to Dolores. And then I looked up the song today, and, you know, the first part's a cover of a reggae guy. What was the guy's name?
Barrington Levy?
No, his real name was, like, Frederick Hibbert.
Oh, okay.
I looked him up. What the hell was the name of his band was Toots and the Maytals. He went by Toots.
Toots?
Toots was his nickname. So
I want a cool name like that.
So I figured check out that one, the, you know, Sublime version, and then check out the Toots and the Maytals, the original version. It starts off a little bit different, but the rest of it's spot on. They just fucking ganked the whole first part.
So this is a cover?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 5446 is a cover. I guess Toots got picked up for marijuana in Jamaica because he was a Rastafarian and went to jail for a little while.
Of course.
And that was his number in jail.
Sheriff John Brown.
Yeah. So, and then the second part I looked up and I'm like, well, is the second part of cover two? And the second part, the ball and chain
ball
part,
and chain.
That's an original Sublime song. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool. All right, let's go ahead and get into this, man.
Okay.
Do you believe I would take such a dig with me and give it to a policeman? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. And if I did that, would you say, sir, or come down and put the charge on me? I wouldn't do that. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a fool to hurt myself, but I was innocent to what they've done to me. They were wrong. They were wrong. Times, give it to me, three times, give it to me, four times, all 54, 46, what's my number now, right now, somebody else has that number, one more time, 54, 47, what's my number now, right now, somebody else has that number, oh, say boo, say, won't go with him up, yes, say boo, say,
on the way, kiss him on the cheek and life's okay. I don't feel
on the way. Kiss him on the cheek and life's okay. I don't feel no pain. I don't have no time.
So,
I am still in shock that you picked fucking Sublime. You, because I mean, right. A lot of anybody. Okay, people who know who don't know Randy. Randy is just. I don't want to say he's a fucking metalhead, but
yeah, I'm an old school metalhead. Even in Florida, I was known as the old school metalhead guy.
Like you know, the Randy, girls, the old school metalhead. Yeah, metalhead Randy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. It was like, he likes all that old hard rock. If it didn't have a guitar solo, I didn't fucking listen to
that's why I'm just shocked. Like Sublime, I didn't even know you were into him.
Really?
No.
Yeah. So,
I didn't fucking know, man. Yeah. That's pretty fucking cool. That's cool, man.
Yeah, really. You know, I still never got into rap or anything like that. It just never pushed my buttons like that. You know, it's the musicality of it. You know, I like musicians. I mean, if people can play an instrument or have a groove or a feel, anything electronic just doesn't do it for me. It's like, I can't get into Tool. I was listening to your Tool episode with your buddy, and it's like, there's so much of its math to me. It's like, it doesn't have that feel and soul a lot. It's like, and their time signatures are so funky, but, you know, it's just like, you can't not just groove back and groove. It's like, I like stuff that's 4/4. I mean, I just.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like, I appreciate the complicated time signatures on some stuff, and some, but it still have to have a groove. You still have to be able to. You could have a stutter in it, but it just can't be changing.
After.
It's like Pantera and
Anima,
like,
I think. Like, that's when they started getting a little more math metal.
Right.
Because Lateralis, I don't know if you know a lot about that song, but their timing is based off the Fibonacci sequence.
Oh,
so it's 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 8, 4, whatever. Right, and then it goes, and it's like, you know, people who don't know the Fibonacci sequence, the numbers are basically tied into numbers that are in our lives that, you know, like we have two eyes, we have one nose, we have 32 teeth or however the fuck it goes. Right. We got this many chromosomes and it's all just based off of that. But it's like something, you know, I forgot how it went, but it was like, it was based off like sunflowers have 32 petals and all this other shit.
But Sublime. A
little simple.
I Dolores, shout out to Dolores. I don't remember her last name. But yeah, she played me Sublime the first time. I'm like, okay, this is pretty interesting, you know? And then it was always on in the background in the house, you know, I had three other roommates. It was four guys in one house, and we just, you know, I'd come home. We all worked at the same restaurant. We'd come home, and there'd be a keg in the front room. You know, like, oh fuck, I guess
restaurant
I guess I'm not sleeping tonight. You know, it's like,
I got a shit beer.
It was always on. Like that was always on, and 311 was always on. Like those guys, love that shit. Mm-hmm. So whenever I got a chance, I was putting on putting on old school metal and stuff like that. But, I played a lot of Skinner at that time, and people, make fun of me at first, and they're like, oh, this is pretty fucking good.
Fucking awesome. Man.
Yeah, the Sublime, though, I remember being in the kitchen and listening to 40 Ounces of Freedom, and the acoustic songs on there just grabbed me. I'm like, okay. Then there's a lot of bands like that. You hear one song, and you're like, okay, I got to take a second listen to this, their other shit. And it was the same thing with Zeppelin. I wasn't a big Zeppelin fan as a kid, too. And then I heard fucking Bronyar stomp, and that fucking bass drum goes boom, boom, boom. I thought somebody was banging on the door. I'm like, what the fuck is that, you know? And then it made me take a second listen. Then I became a Zeppelin fan after that, all their acoustic stuff. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until just one thing grabs you. And that was like 14 when I first heard Zeppelin. So that was the first time, you know. Up until then, I'm Guns N' Roses, 80s, 90s metal, you know.
See, that's again, I may have talked about it on an episode, but I grew up in a household. I think I told you, we were talking about that, where it was just music, different types of music in every room. You know, my dad, my mom, my sister, my brothers.
Right.
My sister was, I think I may have got a lot of my open-mindedness from my sister when it comes to music, but I didn't get that till later in life because my sister was Guns N' Roses. My sister was Motley Crue. My sister was, heartthrob, house music, you know, okay. some rap, some girly shit. But it was like, I was like, man, this fucking bitch is everywhere. Yeah. You know, I remember her kicking the shit out of me when I fucked up her her Poison album, her record cover, her sleeve. Okay. She beat the shit out of me because they banned that one.
Yeah, yeah. The Remember open the up and say ah with the tongue.
Yeah, yeah. they blacked yeah. out half of it.
I know. I had to black out.
And
half
I didn't.
Cover,
I
yeah.
think I because I was throwing darts at it because I oh. hated that bitch's face. Oh. I was like, that is the creepiest out. She beat the dog shit out of me, man. Which is, you know, I get it now. I yeah. probably would have done the same thing if I had a younger sibling who did something like that.
So yeah, but I got into Sublime and I that was the first album I bought when I moved back from Florida because. That was fucking reminding me of being in that house with those people. Man. They're good people. So,
those
yeah.
are always good times. Man.
Yeah. So,
always good
but
times.
Like I said, up until today, I was like trying to figure a song and I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking cool song. And it's a cover. And I thought the second half was the cover, but the second half's the original part. The original, the first part is actually the cover. And like I said, it's a guy named, I was listening to your podcast and they have the lyrics, you know, you hit the button on Apple Music
yeah,
and you, I didn't know that was there until I listened to your podcast the other day. And, it said, you know, written by Frederick
yeah,
Hibbert.
It's
and I was like, I looked him up and I did the Wikipedia thing and it turned out Toots and the Maytels. Yeah. And, and I listened to it and it was like, okay. And it was pretty cool. So I think you should check out the original too, just to see.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk a little bit more and okay. Let's close the podcast okay. out with that. So,
okay. That's cool.
So see now that's the one thing. And I talked about that with John. He was just on the last episode of Roger and Stone. I mean, we're supposed to do Two Fat Fox and Jim didn't want to do it. He was like, I'm just not feeling it.
Right.
And he almost wasn't feeling it today. I'm right. like, no, we're fucking doing this. We're getting this done. But he brought John. Wayne was going to make was it Cuban sandwiches?
Okay.
Which, by the way, shout out to Wayne. He's out there making Rubens today, along with some UFC. But John sat down, and John used to run sound at Kelly's, J.J. Kelly's.
Oh, okay.
And then he started moving on up, and then he started running sound at the Pearl Room. Then he started running sound at the venue, at the Horseshoe.
Okay.
And now he's doing, it's like an entertainment technician, but now he's running the video aspect of things.
Okay.
So we sat down, and I've known John for, I mean, not personally, but, you know, I've known him in the music scene because he was in a band. He's a musician. He plays keyboards. But with all growing up, I don't want to say growing up, but like mid-20s being in bands, I knew of him. Cool guy.
Okay.
But he's got the German kind of attitude, always angry, but still a cool guy. I don't care about that shit. But he sat down and we just started bullshitting. All of it. I'm like, wait, Roger and Stone, bam, record. Now let's talk. And it got real fucking interesting, man. And it was, again, now I got fucking lost. Jesus Christ. What was I talking about, Randy? This beer's getting good. But,
yeah, it's,
what the hell?
I just like the fact. I
forget where I was going.
I don't know. You start getting into music, and this song is a great example of listening to a song and realizing there's a history that you didn't know about, mm-hmm. and then diving into the history of the song. So, I mean, it's so amazing with Apple Music now because you could dive into that stuff for free.
Yes, yes.
So you're like, you find out your favorite fucking Beatles song is a cover. You go back and listen to the original. You find out, and then you could like start.
Oh, that's what I was coming.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off. We were talking about how you looked up how Toots and the Maytels.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it was growing up with records.
Okay.
The main thing about that, besides like me finding the whole spinning record thing to be something romantic.
Oh yeah.
I've always just like, this is romantic. Like, this is great.
And well, it reminds you of being a kid.
It's very nostalgic. Yeah, yeah. But the main thing I remember that nobody did once CDs came out, because, I mean, you used to do it with tapes and you used to...
lyrics,
you know how you just, you know, somebody used to flip out their wallet and cards used to come out in their little sleeves. It was like that what do you call it? But the thing I missed was the record. You used to open up, listen to the album, and just lay on the ground or sit down and look at everything on the inside of these sleeves.
Right.
That's the one thing that I missed. I was like, that was the best part about records.
Yeah.
Was that. Like, I got a Woodstock record that just... I'm good right now. Yeah, you can grab one. Go ahead. Can you grab me the... The Southern Tier on the door. The can, yeah. Grab me one of those. But that's what I missed, and that's, you know, the whole nostalgic thing. And that was the best part about that shit.
You know, I remember, like, being a cassette kid, that smell of cassettes when you first open up. If I ever smell that again, that's going to be like, you know, just heaven. I just totally miss that.
Now you find when you open it up and it smells like fucking cigarette smoke.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's that fresh, like, packaging smell. Yeah.
It's like a toy. Remember when you used to open up toys and you're like, this is the best part.
But CDs didn't smell like that, you know. It was only the cassettes.
What are you drinking, Wayne? Okay, just don't drink the other one. There's one. There's two. No, you can have that one. Go for it. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So that's the whole thing. It's like I used to get the cassettes, open them up, and read all the lyrics the first time I listened to that album. I'd sit down and listen to it all the way and read everything the first time. Every once in a while, you get a bootleg one or something like that didn't actually have the lyrics in it, and that used to piss you off, and then you wouldn't understand. Yeah. Like, I had a copy of Appetite for Destruction, which was my favorite album, that didn't have the lyrics in it. So I had no idea what that fucking asshole was screeching half the time. I was like, it took me years
and
to figure
screeching
that shit.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. But I loved that album. It was my, you know, favorite album at the time, but it was just, I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. Sometimes.
And that's what upset me about a lot of the tapes and the CDs, is that you just need to open it up, and I'd be like, all right, let's see who's fucking, you know, who's musicians, and where this was written, and all this other shit.
You read
the
fucking
lyrics.
Thank you notes, and like,
and now you open
find
it up
out and, who they're friends with, and shit like that.
Yes. Now like, it's like, you open it up, and there's fucking nothing. I'm like, this is such bullshit.
They hang out
it
with David Hasselhoff, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, you know, it's
shout out, you know, thanks to, and you used to read, thanks to, like, oh, no shit. Yeah. Now you open it up, and there's, I mean, I remember opening CDs, and there was fucking nothing in there.
But
I was like, this is so disappointing.
But Apple Music, you could go down that rabbit hole so much faster now. It's like, oh, you know, that's a Robert Johnson cover, and you go back, and you listen to Robert Johnson, you know? And
that's how I discovered that Frank Sinatra was all covers. A lot of people don't know that Frank Sinatra does not have a fucking original.
No, Elvis
none.
Too.
Elvis, yeah. Same thing with Elvis. Yeah. No fucking originals.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that, Wayne. Wayne opened up a Mercury Silk by Levante Brewing Company from fucking Westchester, Pennsylvania. We're looking at 12 horsepower there, buddy. You better take it easy. Remember that talk we had? Better take it easy. I'm going to arm wrestle the shit out of you. How would you describe it?
Very coffee, cocoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of cocoa in there. Not cocoa, but cocoa, if you're a Whole Foods shopper. Fucking Whole Foods shopper. All right, I just opened up a Nitro Hot Cocoa Imperial Milk Stout. All right, now it's a... what? Okay, get this. Ale with cocoa powder and natural chocolate and marshmallow flavors added. Don't look at my beer, Wayne.
Yeah, you can taste it. That tastes like a hot cocoa. It's going to get you drunk.
10 horsepower.
Yeah.
10 horsepower. Oh, that's fucking good.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
For 10%?
Yeah.
For 10 horsepower? Wayne, try this. No, fuck you. Don't touch my beer. I'll trade you. Yeah, we're going to trade beers. Cheers, Wayne. Dude, just taste it. Just taste it.
It is good.
And there I go. I just got beer all over my beer. That's not bad. That's real good. That's thick as fuck.
That's good. Yeah.
All right, everybody. If you go to Litgo, right by where we were talking about the Up Your Alley today, you can find this. It comes in a box. It's on the an end cap. Nitro Hot Cocoa Southern Tier Brewing Company. It's like $20 for a 4-pack. So enjoy, fellas. All right. So... oh, man, Sublime, that takes me back, man.
Yeah.
Good times, high school.
All summer.
What?
Summers.
What? Sublime? Yeah. Yeah, you were into Sublime too, weren't you?
Yeah, that guy, he just fucking... He
had a good voice, man.
He had a great voice, and he just carried those songs. They just he had something to say, and they just came out of him, you know? He's like... yeah, it was... yeah, it's definitely an amazing performance. You go listen back, especially that rawness of Robin the Hood. It's like some of those songs, they're just...
see, I got
he,
into
he,
them.
He kind of like started... he started listening to some of the demos. He was like regurgitating himself a lot of times. He'd repeat himself like
the
same type of rhymes and stuff. But the songs just came out of him. They were, you know, preconceived. Like, he had actually had a song to sing, so it was really, yeah.
It was, I didn't want to like Sublime, but it was hard not to.
Okay.
When I first heard him, I'm like, these fucking guys. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, these and fucking they, guys.
They change fucking, like, genres so fucking fast, too. Go from fucking...
Punk to reggae, punk, and, you know, back to rock and... The acoustics, like the guy was good, you know, and he was him and them more like it, and No Doubt before Gwen
yeah
Stefani.
She's on the one track
Have you ever seen them perform live? Oops. Like them together, like
no,
Brad.
No.
She was so awkward.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if she was like doing it on purpose, but it's like all of a sudden she became like a Revlon chick, and now she's all.
I think then and now
is like completely different.
Yeah, I think they're just kids. I mean, they're just kids in the neighborhood, you know?
Yeah. That's when her style was completely different, but she was...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell she started taking vocal lessons and shit. But,
yeah, her earlier stuff is like, sounds nothing like...
No. Yeah. And it was actually, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was amazing.
Like, No Doubt wasn't that bad. I mean, when they had that one singer, the singer before, he committed suicide.
Okay.
You know, because there was another singer in her, and then it was just her. They kept going. And
right.
They had, like, I think I saw something on, like, VH1 Behind the Music.
No.
That's where I always got my info.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, still a shocker about that. But I'm so fucking happy you chose that song. Yeah, that's awesome. So
yeah, I was originally thinking of an Ozzy song, but like we talked about.
We talked about.
I would probably if we, we didn't talk about it all, it would have been Faith No More's War Pigs cover.
Do you see this guy?
Yeah,
he popped up.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah
he's a big Faith. He's actually
going.
You're going to see them, ain't it?
Yeah, I got to
see he's going to see.
It's
like, but it's
week.
With. But it's like with Korn.
It's
and,
like a Tuesday or something, right?
He's gonna.
Okay.
He's
yeah,
gonna
I just
get...
listened to Angel Dust the other night. I was driving my truck. I just put that on.
You know, actually,
that's a great album.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't know anything about Faith No More until my brother walked in with a Faith No More Angel Dust T-shirt. They had like the dove.
Yeah,
and I'm like, who's that? And then I forgot who.
That album is a.
I was like, have you ever heard of these guys? Like, yeah, check this out.
That album is a masterpiece.
Yeah. Man, now I what? Fuck it. I'll tell you what, man. Now that we brought up Faith No More and Wayne got all excited, he took his hat off for it. Let's do that, and then we'll talk for a little bit more and wrap it up with that because I want to go see what's going on with these fights. Me and my UFC nerdiness. I almost typed in UFC. Nothing's gonna pop up for music on that one. Faith No More. What's your favorite song by them, Wayne? Do you want to hear their version of War Pigs? Which is probably...
Yeah.
You know what?
It sounds just like the
you
original.
You know what, man?
It was just a gateway thing for the...
Because
I never listened to Black Sabbath before that. I heard the War Pigs version before, the Faith No More version before. So
many good songs.
Why do I think it was a dove? It's actually a fucking crane.
Well, I mean, ugly I think you'd have to
bird.
Go...
It's an ugly fucking bird.
Yeah, but that's the big hit. I'd have to go with the...
Which one by that?
Chinese Democracy.
No.
It's not on this album. I just pulled up Angel Dust.
Let's read this tracks off there real quick.
Land of Sunshine. That's Caffeine. Midlife Crisis. RV. Smaller and Smaller. Everything's Ruined. Malpractice.
They're all fucking good.
Kindergarten. All right, I'm just going to pick one.
Do a Small Victory. That's my fucking... I love that jam.
Jizz Lobber?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think that's an instrumental.
Should we go instrumental? What are we doing?
No, a Small Victory.
Small Victory. Smaller and Smaller? I don't see Small Victory.
It's on there, isn't it?
I see Smaller and Smaller.
It's on there.
Be Aggressive. Oh, yeah. A Small Victory. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm an idiot. All right. So here we go. We're going to play A Small Victory by Faith No More from their Angel Dust album. I guess this would be my pick. I was, because usually when I have a guest, it's just the guest picks, but I'm going to go ahead and do this and then go see what's going on with the UFC fights and we'll come back. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a quick second and then we'll wrap it up and then finish off with that Toots and the Maytals.
The higher I came,
Up to me, and he actually said, "Hey, what's going on?" He started a conversation, and he's like, "Oh, what are you looking at?" I'm looking at that Les Paul right there, you know. And he's like,
"Wayne,
I'm like, but I don't have
money
for it."
About guitar.
And what are we talking
about? Yeah, the song ended. Okay. No, that's fine.
So I'm looking at that.
They're talking about guitars, and because we're talking about my electronic drum set.
So I'm looking at that Les Paul there, you know. And he's like, "Well, let me see if I get you enough credit." You know, it's like $4,000 or some ridiculous amount, you know. And I was like, "Oh, I can only get you $700 of credit." It's like, okay. So I walked around, and that was $699. And he's like, "I really like this one." And he's like, "But it's $700." He's like, "Well, I'll knock off the tax and give you a case." I'm like, "Sold." And I maxed out the credit card before I walked out of the place.
He just wanted that commission,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so.
Man.
Yeah, so that's how I got that guitar. It started a long line of, like, spontaneous guitar buying.
So when we first did the podcast, you probably didn't listen to it. No, I'm not worried about it, but I was fucking around. I'm like, "So how many guitars you own, Randy?" "About 9. How many you own?"
"I'm like 15.
Yeah. And he's got
a couple of them are pieces, though. They're like not playable. I probably got about 9 or 10 playable.
Oh,
guitars.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But the most recent one you bought is the fucking coolest one.
Yeah, I bought a USA custom-made Fender Stratocaster Jimi Hendrix, $4,800.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still owe $2,000 on it. So.
Just keep paying that,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, it's like $200 a month. It's like,
expensive.
Yeah.
Just keep paying that, buddy.
What? No, I actually ordered it.
Wayne's a big Z-Zones guy.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater has got some great customer service.
They have great customer service, and they had the 48 months, same as cash.
So how do you like it?
Yeah.
The guy calls me up, I make the mistake. They send me all these emails, and I check them, and it saves the cookies. So now whenever I pull up anything, now they got, like, the next amp I want to buy is always popping in my face every single time.
Because there's a couple of Because I like the rack. It's very easy. but there is something that they sell. Now, I'll show you when we're done. It's 24, and it just loops around the bass drum.
Okay.
It's real fucking cool, and it's got the legs, and it honestly, it would blend in. You wouldn't be able to see it, but it's got a tom holder and two cymbal holders.
Okay.
So that would be perfect for my ride, and then my crash holds my tom, and then I figure, you know, I only got two other stands, and that'll just be on my right-hand side. That's it.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, for $200, that's not fucking bad. I can get that easy. Just set up, boom, ready to go. Space saver like a motherfucker. But anyway, so we're talking about that,
so
man.
So Faith No More, that's a jam right there.
Those guys, yeah. Again, and it's not complicated, even though
Mike Patton?
Not Mike Patton.
Mike Borden?
The drummer.
Borden.
Why can't I think of his fucking name?
I just said his name three times. Mike Borden.
Borden.
B-R.
The drummer?
Yeah.
I thought it was Portney.
No, that's...
Well, who the fuck?
That's from Dream Theater.
Yeah, but I thought he played with...
No.
He didn't play with them?
No, Mike Borden played with Ozzy after...
I think they just looked alike. Because that's the guy that had the fucking fat
the
fucking
dreads. Yeah.
The big old... Fucking toilet cleaner dreads.
Yeah.
That guy was.
Yeah, he played with Ozzy for like a decade.
Yeah. He filled in for a lot of bands. I know he filled in for Korn.
Okay.
But it was amazing because he like yeah I mean they were they, I mean I saw a video where he's like yeah he's been here for like 2 days and he learned all of our songs.
Yeah.
But I mean when you're in a band like Faith No More, you got to be a fucking genius, especially you know I mean he playing with Mike Patton and. Because that guy's like very operatic voice,
yeah.
Kind of. And then,
you know, I've never listened to his other band. I probably should.
Mr. Bungle?
Yeah, I've never listened to
him. Dude, it's wild.
I heard they're amazing.
It's wild. Yeah. I saw them. Okay.
Yeah, you're the one who told me they saw. Yeah, you saw them. Yeah.
These fuckers came out dressed as gay cowboys. They had the cutoff shorts. They had the vest, the like jeans. And then they had the jean jackets that were cut off and the cowboy hats. And they had a fucking, you could see their fucking front. Three pieces up in front, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. And Mike Patton was acting gay. He's like, hey, guys. And he had a sticker on the front of his keyboard that just said, I like boys. And I'm looking, I'm going, huh? He took his hat off. I'm like, is that fucking Mike Patton?
Yep.
I didn't know Mr. Bungle was a thing until that fucking day, you know? And I'm like, son of a bitch. And, dude, they blew out System of a Down. They blew out Incubus and Deftones just with them opening. They went out there and just, boom, just as gay cowboys and fucking just blew me away. And I'm just like, where can I find this album? You know, fucking freaked out by it.
Yeah, you know, now with Apple Music, you fucking find them right away. So I'm going to have to check those guys.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. There's be aware, be ready, because it's like Psycho Circus, some of the shit they do. But, yeah, man, it's a good time. You know, but I mean, you're going to list who you're probably going to laugh at some of it. Some of you are going to go, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what when I first heard it, it's like, oh, he's Mr. Bungle. It's kind of a joke band. That's what they, you know, it was like, oh,
for the most
they're
part,
a novelty act, you know. So, yeah, but yeah, it's been a pretty good podcast, man. So,
yeah, you want to go ahead and
end
this?
It out. Yeah.
Get do another shot.
Yeah.
Grab another
shot.
Beer and finish this. See what Wayne's got going on and watch the UFC.
Yeah, let's, I want you to check out, listen to this.
Yeah, let's do that.
The Maytals,
so yeah. Wayne's coming in here walking like the Unabomber. we're going to go ahead and finish this up. Wayne, thank you for the food.
Can't wait
to try it out. Randy, always a fucking pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. I do want to have you back on because you're definitely a favorite to have on here for me,
man. I think
we'll
be doing this again soon.
Oh, yeah. Real soon.
Yeah.
Very fucking soon. Yeah. Very good. I'm just flabbergasted with words. I'm not going to fucking say anything right now. But
yeah, I think I got another song for that one, too, I was thinking about.
I think I'm going to grab something for that, too.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I got something. But let me go ahead and get this one ready. Sorry, guys. This one's a little more firing from the hip, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I'm glad we're doing this. Randy, love you, brother. Love you,
love
Michael,
you too, brother.
All right. So what we're going to do, let me come over this way. Oh, Jesus. I got music playing. That was very unprofessional of me. All right. So let me set this up, guys. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But all right. So we're going to go ahead and finish this off with the actual song. 5446 was my number by Toots. I keep saying Toots. Toots and the Maytals. Go ahead and check them out if you got Apple Music, Spotify, anything else. You might even find them on goddamn YouTube. Check them out, Toots and the Maytals, 5446 was my number. Thanks for listening, guys. It's another episode of the Roger and Stone Show. If you guys want to come on, if you guys have any requests, anything of the sort, please reach out to me, the Roger and Stone Show at gmail.com. All right, your mom's calling me. Gotta go. Bye.
Sing it up, mister. Hear what I say, sir, yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah. What they say.
Da 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 da